Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 15 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, first off, for today's podcast, some business. And the business is that, based on some suggestions by some listeners, and thanks for those suggestions, I have moved my blogging software that I'm using to produce the web-based content for Camera Position to WordPress from using Apple's iWeb. Apple's iWeb, very limited. WordPress, not very limited, but somewhat more complex to set up. So you may have noticed some bits and pieces of change for those of you who are subscribed. If you're subscribed through iTunes, you should have been redirected to the new subscription feed for Camera Position. If you are one of the few people out there who are not subscribed through iTunes, then you'll need to go to cameraposition.com and re-subscribe through the new feed that's there. And I think I'm going to go ahead and put this podcast on the old Camera Position feed as well, just so that everybody is up to speed, as it were. Do visit the new cameraposition.com website, because now there are a number of features. One of them, the primary one, is the ability to leave comments. So if you have comments or suggestions or thoughts about the podcast or the podcast content, I would love to hear them. So it makes it possible for people to both email me at jeff@jeffcurto.com or to go to the Camera Position website and be able to create a comment in much the same way you would on any blog. So thanks for your patience as I switch this thing over. And as I was testing this thing, I was trying to figure out something. So I put in an MP3 file of Sink the Bismarck, that old nugget from a World War II movie from some time ago. I don't remember what movie it was from, but and for some reason that test, which was up only for about 15 minutes, somehow has made it into the feed, and I'm not sure why, and golly, I'll try and figure it out at some point, but enjoy, and don't tell anybody at ASCAP BMI that I've got that up. Actually, it's down now, so those of you who were able to get Sync the Bismarck, enjoy it. Anyway, I will continue to produce these podcasts about once a week. Occasionally, I may be able to get in more than once a week. Some of you have requested more, and I'm delighted that you're that enthusiastic about it. So, all right. Well, today, for the Camera Position podcast, I did want to spend a few minutes talking about photographs. And actually, the picture I wanted to talk about today is a relatively new photograph for me, and very new in terms of my approach to photography, and really wanting to point up the idea of experimentation with things that are outside of your normal boundaries. This is a photograph of one Signore Mazzetti, and Signore Mazzetti is a rameria. He makes copper pieces copper pots and pans primarily, but as you can see in the photograph, there's a baptismal font there. He is an artisan of an extraordinarily high degree of skill. And Signore Mazzetti is in the beautiful Tuscan hill town of Montepulciano, the Bottega del Rame, or the shop of copper, a tiny little side street, kind of a garret kind of a place. And as you can see in the photograph, there's a fair amount of equipment in there. And Signore Mazzetti, in my long conversation with him as I made this portrait photograph, explained to me that he has been working in this shop since he was 8 years old, when after school he would come and help his grandfather and father produce the copper pieces for sale. And his copper pieces are literally sold all over the world. He showed me a map of all the different shops in the United States and the United Kingdom and all kinds of places that that his pieces are sold. But the point I wanted to make about this photograph is that I, for a long time, have been making these photographs in Italy. I have been photographing there since 1989 and have been very reticent to make portrait photographs. And I guess the primary source of my reticence has to do with just a basic shyness, a basic lack of confidence that I would be that people would be interested in having their portraits made. And this particular guy really kind of broke the mold for me in a way. Was able to make his photograph, and I asked him if I could make the photograph, and that opened a set of floodgates and a small trickle at first of a few portraits, and I now have a commitment to make a fairly large number of portraits of these wonderful and interesting Italian people. And of course, because I've been photographing with a large format camera, a view camera, 4x5 inch negatives, I tend to attract a fair amount of attention in making photographs. People will come and talk to me and ask me if the camera is an old camera or a new camera, and in fact, it's not that old. It's a Deerdorf camera made in the early 1980s, and actually just recently refurbished by one Jack Deerdorf, the great grandson of the founder of the Deerdorf Company. Sort of an interesting story all by itself, but the idea of having lots of people around me while I'm making photographs is a fairly common one. I mean, I'm really rather used to the idea of having people around me and asking me questions because I don't look like the standard issue tourist in Italy making photographs because I've got so much gear with me. And the idea of making portraits had crossed my mind a number of times, but it wasn't until I began to explore the idea of really getting involved with these people in a way that allowed me to make a picture that went beyond a sort of surface appearance of who this man was and what he looked like and so forth and so on. But really, the idea of his shop and the environment in which he is working and has lived for a long time. And in fact, he talked about how he inherited the skills and the shop from his father and grandfather before him, but that his two children are not interested in the ways of being an artisan of working copper, which is too bad. So the tradition will die with this particular Mazzetti and will not continue on. So there's something about that that really factors into my overall scheme of the kinds of photographs that you've been seeing in these previous podcasts, and those photographs that for me have always spoken about the people and the way the people have manipulated and in many ways changed their landscape, either through structure or through creating farm fields that do particular things for them at a particular time. In other words, the vineyards very carefully sculpted to catch the sun at a particular hour of the day and catch breezes in the evening to cool the grapes and dry them from the moisture that accumulates overnight and so forth and so on. So the idea of being able to take these images of people really for me was difficult to break that boundary. And yet I find that this and some other photographs that I'll probably show you over subsequent podcasts and should be available soon on my website. Those pictures for me are an extension of this idea of people's hands manipulating their environment, and this long-standing tradition of making beautiful things. I should also tell you that Signore Mazzetti handed me the pot that he is holding there in his hand, and I nearly dropped the thing on the floor because it probably weighs about 20 pounds. These are extraordinarily beautiful objects. And if you're interested in looking at Signore Mazzetti's wares, you can find him at ramaria.com, ramerie.com, and I'll put a link in the show notes part of the podcast for that website, Signore Mazzetti's wares. So again, I guess what I'm trying to get across here in today's podcast is explore outside of your boundaries. Try things that you don't think will work, and maybe you'll be surprised, as I was rather, that what happens is that once you break through that boundary, once you get through that sort of sticky spot of not being able to feel like what you're doing has value or interest or some sort of merit, what you get, at least in my experience with this particular set of photographs, and in my experience, is what you get is the ability to go well beyond what you thought you would achieve. And it, I will also say that I have a number of portraits that I do not think are very successful. And that is because, I'm experimenting. I'm trying something new. And so I would encourage you to go out and try something that is not within your regular realm of comfort, outside of your comfort zone. Experiment and explore with visual ideas that are not something that you ordinarily would do. And I think you'll find that you'll accomplish some interesting photographs, or at the very least, you'll learn something. Thanks for listening. And again, I hope I haven't caused too much confusion by switching over my my web-based presence and everything else has moved to, and including the subscription feed, which is now a feed burner feed, so I can keep track of you guys, find out where you all are. And feel free to write me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com. And also, I would greatly want to encourage you to write me and leave comments at the cameraposition.com website. So thanks for listening, and go make some photographs.